The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
A lot of my friends are what I would quantify as average American citizens, my family. What do they do at a participatory level to either encourage or discourage things that they don't agree with? And I think it takes a little bit more savvy, if we're in the info war, it takes a little bit more savvy to know how to get into those systems in a way that we can leverage our own position, just like the social justice warriors do. But at the same time, not resort to the kind of the scummy part of it all, which is sort of leading people astray. Look, when you use the word liberty, most people don't find that word sexy. You know, racist has a lot more ooh-ah to it than libertarian. Libertarian sounds like you're stuck in the back of a truck with Ron Paul and he's talking to you about, like, you know, freedom. Policy papers and freedom. It doesn't sound very exciting to me, okay? You know, I tend to like the social argument. You have to start, this would be my argument, you have to start by identifying that the most powerful thing in the world right now are these technocratic systems that are in place, search engines, the way we connect on these social platforms. Governments have either encouraged these things to come along or quickly realizes that they were the new element, arms of control. And so you have to ask yourself whether your participation in these systems is actually enslaving you. Then you have to drill down a little further and you have to want to ask questions about if what you're doing and participating in is truly as open as it seems. So if Twitter, for example, is full of people of a diverse set of opinions and you feel like, hey, it's capitalist. It's my idea versus yours. Who tweets more? Who gets more retweets? Who says the right incendiary thing? Who does the right meme? Great. That's America. Great. And I would only argue, you know, where do you cross the line? And you see it all the time. I mean, InfoWars puts up articles. As somebody who's in the world and I have to watch what I say, when you see a page that's literally, and the Facebook page is assassinate Donald Trump, and I believe Facebook comes out and says, that doesn't violate our standards and practices.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where somebody like myself has to ask, is my participation in the Facebook system, and I would call it a system, am I actually encouraging something which, as an American, I find offensive?
Mm-hmm.
And I also find it offensive that a business would support, you can call, I would have no problem with a page that said, Donald Trump's a racist, Donald Trump's a homophobe, because that's just opinion. The minute you talk about killing someone, sorry, that's where you need to step in as a business. Say, I will not support that. So why is that okay? But you can imagine what page you could create on Facebook today, and there would be calls for you to never work here at InfoWars ever again.
Right.
That's where it gets funky. So you have to be sophisticated enough to look at those systems and say, is my participation encouraging something that I know deep down is intrinsically not only flawed, but counterintuitive to what I want to be part of?
Mm-hmm.
And in essence, your participation is condonement. Now, I run a business. I have a Facebook page. I need the Facebook page at this day to run my business. It's an effective system. I don't like everything. So that's just another piece of information that may ultimately push me off Facebook. And I'm willing to take the commercial and public hit of not having that reach that I have to the 4 million plus people that follow us on Facebook. Because at the end of the day, I as an American can't support that. So does it bother me? Yes. Do I have to have the argument in my head? Yes. To this point, I haven't made that decision. If you're not having that argument in your own head, then you're not participating. And then, to use Alex's term, you're just a drone who's just falling around. You're pretending you have no influence, and you do.
Mm. And I think, too, it's really time for a lot of us who are libertarians and who are for freedom and who are concerned and who do, we're not kind of in the trance. We do see, we do need to start coming together and working and setting up our own systems to counteract their systems
right.
that they have.
That's why I would use the word empowerment. Empowering people with, let's not call it the facts and the truth. The facts and truth are always kind of ephemeral. It's just eye of the beholder stuff. Empowering people to have a better range of decision making as far as how they approach their social systems, I think that's powerful. Then if you take the extra step and you say, like maybe InfoWars sets up its own version of social media, so that like-minded businesses are able to participate in a system that is ultimately holistic mm-hmm. to the ideas that you would believe in.
this.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. This Tuesday edition is going to be absolutely jam-packed. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today as we broadcast worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is Tuesday, the 26th day of April 2016. We have Leanne McAdoo, who's going to be with us at the bottom of the next hour. She interviewed a gentleman who was convinced to have his genitalia removed by a leftist psychological warfare operation, and then realized later that he'd basically been inducted into a cult. And that's exactly what this is, a eugenics end-of-humanity cult on many fronts. I am not attacking people that make these decisions and think this is the right decision for them, but bullying children and young people into it is going on, and that is well known. It is being pushed whole hog across the board and is part of the takedown of civilization. Gerald Celente, the trends forecaster, will cover the news and the latest developments with us in the third hour, and David Knight will command and share, honcho, run, anchor, host the fourth hour today, and then InfoWars Nightly News We'll be covering the big primary tonight, one of the most important so far, with live extended coverage kicking off at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. There'll be free video feeds and more at Infowars.com/show. And you are the resistance. You are the real power of this broadcast to circumnavigate the enemy's attempts to censor the truth. So please send that link, Infowars.com/show, out to everyone you know perpetually, continually, every chance you get. Good news. There is the headline, NBC News. Trump reaches 50% support nationally for the first time in a national poll. That's actually not true. I've seen it in other polls. Poll, Trump makes it to 50% nationally. And in many polls, he is neck and neck or in a dead heat with Herr Hillary. Hitlery. There's just too many fun puns with her name. There's some we can't say on air. But at the same time, he is also ahead of her in many polls. But the reason he will dominate her is that numbers already show double the number of black Americans crossing over, Reagan Democrats, blue-collar Democrats, but also a lot of wealthy people, even Politico was reporting last week, who have been more liberal, who don't like unfair trade deals and want to have a prosperous economy, a true free market economy, not a managed crony capitalist system. So very exciting numbers there. Polls predict huge primary victories for Trump tonight. Cruz Kasich tag team gets rolling as neocons blue sky a third party. They're the ones talking about third parties to derail things now. But there's also reports that the anti-Trump alliance is self-destructing. We're going to be going over those reports as well. Carly Fiorina, who didn't do anything in Hewlett-Packard but come in and basically downsize it and sell parts of it off. So I guess she's a poster child for corporate downsizing. That's not a success of the company. Is now being floated as a possible Ted Cruz VP pick. And for the life of me, I love James Woods. Great actor, great brain, great tweets. Why he likes her, I don't know, other than the fact that some people say he's such a good actor, he may be Carly Fiorina. But they kind of look the same. I'm being sarcastic before the New York Times or Esquire or Vanity Fair runs with that. That's a joke. That's a joke. But I don't know why he supports her, because maybe he knows her and she's a nice lady. She might be a nice lady. I just don't get why, you know, why she's the person we're supposed to go for. So we've got all of that there that we're going to be getting into. Also, we're going to be looking at how Obama's global warming plan cost poor Americans $44 billion just in the last 8 years, 7.5 years, raised taxes by 166%. Very important article out of the Daily Caller that we're going to be going over today. And another report that's from Infowars.com by Julie Fiddler. Excellent article. A strange, it's a sad story, though. Birth defect is on the rise in the United States, says the CDC. Federally funded studies are aimed at documenting the cause. Well, there's all sorts of birth defects that are on the rise. In fact, everything's on the rise. Infant mortality is on the rise. Infant cancer is exploding. Pediatric cancer is just meteoric in its rise. Breast cancer is off the chart. Type 1, type 2 diabetes off the chart. Children go and they get their second or third round of shots. And it gives boys autism because they don't have as good as a blood-brain barrier as the girls. That's a medical fact. It's undisputed that female fetuses and babies are about twice as tough as that's why almost all the survivors of abortion, where it's a, you know, six-month-old baby and it's thrown in the trash can, there's scores of these people. They're all women. You see them testify to Congress, survivors of abortion. If you don't believe me, just Google survivors of abortion. And these are famous women. We've had some of them on. I'm going to give them back on. Black, white, Hispanic, you name it. I've never heard of a man surviving this because they just can't. There's not as tough. The point is that women have a stronger blood-brain barrier. Men don't. And it just goes right through into the brain directly and fries it. But women have a higher instance of their pancreas failing when they get pancreatitis. And when you read the different vaccines like MMR and other flu inserts, you name it, that we've read on air and shown you, it says pancreatitis and diabetes. Pancreatitis slash diabetes. And I know three families in Austin that are friends of mine. Three families. That when they took their girls in two families, a boy and the other, and got them their second round of shots at about a year old, and in the other case, the girl was three and got shots, has a fever, and then suddenly their system shuts down and they tell them, oh, you have type 1 diabetes, which means it's genetic. Well, yeah, it's genetic that if you smoke four packs of cigarettes and you're predisposed to lung cancer, you're going to get it pretty young. Whereas there's some old mountain men that don't have that, you know, predisposition, and they're famously drinking a bottle of whiskey every day and smoking four packs of cigarettes, and they're 100 years old. But you smoke them long enough, it's going to kill you. The point is, it's going to kill some people real quick. Like, I'm predisposed on my mother's side of the family with all a bunch of Taipei men on both sides of our family, that executives, corporate chiefs, always successful, just all of them successful, right down the line. Gigantic heart attacks at 55. Just the hearts blow. And so I better watch it. The clock is, and a lot of them exercise and stuff too. It's just your super type A personality. Your heart's going, you know, a lot faster than the rate. Anyways, I digress. The point is that we're going to get into that article. A strange birth defect is on the rise in the United States, says the CDC. So we're going to be looking at all of this and more. But first, I cut a report last night for the Nightly News, and I didn't give them a very good headline. I came up with a better headline than this. Alex Jones responds to Esquire hit piece. The headline should be changed. I want to post it on Infowars.com, retweet it, and Facebook it, and I want to change the YouTube to Esquire Destroyed, or Esquire destroys itself in attempt to cover up for CIA, or Esquire caught trying to cover up for the CIA, discredited, something like that. Because it's not just Esquire. No exaggeration. I can't keep track of it all. New York Daily News, I'll show a document cam for TV viewers. New York Daily News, Gawker, Esquire, they led the way, and other publications, just scores of them yesterday. I looked last night, it was like 15, meaning this was a directive. They chose to go with this, just like Jade Helm. Last year, 6 months before they're going to launch it, Joe Biggs walks in and says, you see this new Army memo that's out? It's confirmed. It's on their site where they list Texas as hostile in other areas, and they say they're going to invade and, you know, basically train to conquer the territory. We talked to our special forces sources. They said, no, indeed, it is multinational in that it can be used overseas, but the targeting is to condition the public, and this also has a use inside the U.S., which is admitted they've been getting the military ready for, quote, insurrection and all the rest of it. They had, no exaggeration, some days 3,000 newspapers, TV stations, and publications, because I'd get the Google alerts. And they'd come in and it would say, you know, 3,600. The next day, 2,000. Every 24 hours, it turns over. Tens of thousands of articles a week. Some cases for months on end. It'd go for a month and only have 20 a day. And then, you know, for a week, it'd be a couple hundred a day. And then it'd be a couple thousand a day. Sometimes 3,000+ a day. Saying, Alex Jones says there'll be martial law in July and August. And that the Army is coming to confiscate your guns. When all they're doing is a drill. That was public inoculation that I'm crazy and I'm a liar. And we came out and showed how they were doing it. And I said, now watch. When they don't attack in July and August, they will say I'm discredited. And that's what they did. And it didn't discredit us because people know that that's enemy media. And they also know and are fully aware of the fact, expanding on that, that there's constant deception going on and that we do have militarized police and more military on the streets. So That's just some of what we're going to be breaking down today. And they come out with this Beyonce thing, and they're going, Alex Jones says she works for the CIA. Well, if you actually watch the video, I talk about the CIA and the media, which is all over mainstream news, and I document it. And now, former members of the CIA are going to be coming on the show talk about it.
For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Now, last night I shot a report with the headline that Esquire had been caught with his pants down covering up the CIA and domestic media operations. But today, we can report that it's a globalist operation to try to discredit myself and others. It's pretty ridiculous. It's known that hundreds of different federal agencies, there's hundreds of them, spend sometimes billions apiece a year, like the Department of Education, paying for what they call behavior placement. When a company like McDonald's pays to have their food eaten in a movie, or some beer maker like Coors Light pays to have somebody drink it in a movie, that's called product placement. The government calls it behavior placement. I call it propaganda placement. So that's what's going on. And it's admitted that Rocky III and Rambo III are defeat the Russians, Cold War, and those scripts were approved by the CIA and the Pentagon. That's a historical admitted fact. I've seen Sylvester Stallone in interviews talk about how it was Russian, you know, anti-Russian propaganda. I'm not defending the Russians either. The point is, they think we're so childlike that they have the very media hooked in to culture control. I mean, Esquire, New York Daily News, they have long histories on record working with the government to control perspectives. Gawker, you name it. But what's crazy is they legalized 3 years ago deceiving the American people. You can pull up the Washington Post. You can pull up Foreign Affairs. We can put some of those on screen. Just type in Congress legalizes CIA operating domestically with propaganda, and you'll get all the articles. And in the video they're attacking, I show those articles. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans, including lying, deception. That's in the law change. Now, this has been going on for a while, but here's a new one today. The State Department has come out now that they're putting publicly thousands of U.S. troops, it's hundreds a week they're adding, into Syria to, quote, battle ISIS. No, they're not. They're trying to battle groups within the coalition of Saudi Arabian terrorists and others that aren't following orders. And we have the State Department saying it is a total conspiracy theory and a lie. Obama and the administration never said no boots on the ground in Syria. They said over and over again, we promise, just an air war, no boots on the ground. They've been saying that for 4 years. We can pull up the Obama clips. We can pull up the White House press secretary clips. We can pull up the news clips. USA Today, 16 times Obama said there would be no boots on the ground in Syria. We have 16 times, four of them in press conferences. Do I need to go get the video clips and play them? And then show the State Department? I guess we will. Go ahead and get the Obama clips. I'm not just going to show USA Today. I'm going to show the clip, and then I'm going to show him, and I'm going to show the State Department saying they never said it 3 years later. And this is what Esquire and the New York Daily News and Gawker, and I'm told CNN's done a piece and MSNBC, my phone was ringing this morning about it. Alex Jones claims Beyonce's working with the CIA. Ha, 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 ho, 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 ho. Well, Robert David Steele, on record, actually field commander, CIA, you name it, you know, not just some analyst like Buck Sexton, where all these Ivy League and rich people have their kids to be CIA like they're supermen. They can barely touch their toes. They have Bob Big Boy haircuts and walk around like, I'm CIA, I'm CIA. Oh, 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 it's a tough era. Now, give me a break. Give me a break. You guys couldn't break anybody's neck or slit any throats or bust out any skulls. You sure couldn't infiltrate anything. Couldn't fight you out of a wet paper bag. You're pathetic anti-American filth. Excuse me. Gosh, you're collaborating scum. Give me some little title. I'm like your little plastic card in your wallet. I'm so scared. Anyways, I digress. He wants to come on definitely to break down. Yes, it's all CIA. And Cynthia McKinney, the former congresswoman who they demonized and are so scared of her. You'll hear the real lady on this saying, absolutely, it's meant to cause race war and to stereotype blacks as racist and dangerous and out of control for an attack on black people. Exactly what I said. She's got PhDs in media and PhDs in how they manipulate stuff. She's a smart lady. She's coming on to agree with me. But it isn't agreeing with me. There is a drone program. I don't care if Gibbs told us it didn't exist. There is a ground war going on with our troops in Syria. Obama lied. He did say it. He also said Obamacare would be free. He didn't. Okay? He said there wasn't any penalties. There are. 2 + 2 = 4, Esquire. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Operating domestically.
Alex Jones,
filthy,
and the GCN Radio
you
Network.
Lying, collaborating idiots.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
If you are receiving this transmission,
you are the
resistance.
Live
from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. This isn't a game. We've been captured by offshore megabanks who have an ideology of dehumanization and dumbing you down in preparation for a mass force culling. It'll be the ultimate final war against humanity carried out by the psychopaths and their AI collaborators. We are the human resistance, shaping the future battle space now. Get ready for the cancer rates, all the other neurological disorders to explode, the mystery illnesses, the birth defects. You are under enemy attack. The sooner you wake up to that, the sooner we turn this around. Keep playing games, we're going to lose everything. You're living in a science fiction movie. Globalists are coming for everybody. By the way, Chuck Norris has a big article that he's come out with called Sky Criminals that is huge, absolutely huge. And we have an article about it up on Infowars.com. He talks about country legend Merle Haggard being worried about condensation trails being filled with chemicals and barium salts, aluminum dioxides, and how Prince was worried about it. Chuck is a daily listener of the show. I want to say hi to Chuck Norris out there. He's been on the show before, but he's kind of semi-retired. Who shouldn't be at 77? But his son's a frequent guest as well. And obviously this pushed him over the edge. He's come out against GMO as well and against Monsanto, the super patriot. And now he's come out and taken on chemtrails. So no matter what the establishment does, the truth will out, and it is coming out. Our story is Chuck Norris takes on chemtrails. Martial arts legend accuses sky criminals of waging secret war on the public. So can't stop the signal. If you're watching this transmission or listening, you're on the same side now as Chuck Norris. So, and this isn't a movie with Chuck Norris. This is the real world, folks. So welcome to the fight against the globalists. It's kind of like spies like us when they get down in the bunker and they say, welcome to WOMP. I got to tell you, but we're actually going after the folks who try to run a false flag like WOMP. You know, that was your brother's favorite movie.
Gentlemen have a Pepsi.
Won't you gentlemen have a Pepsi? We've got Buckley, Stratton, Hammond, and no, that's not the name of a brokerage firm in the Wolf of Wall Street. That's his real name. And he's here, helped me start InfoWars, really 22 years ago, but 21 years ago getting on air. And then he's had a hiatus for 12 years up in Chicago, and he's been down there with us for a few years, doing a great job helping us get updated and retrofitted. And he was talking to me during the break about this whole Beyonce thing, and I said, well, look, we're just going to make Mr. Slick. He didn't know he's coming on today. He's always dressed like this. This is not an Austin Slacker, thank God.
No.
Oh, please help me. Anyways, sure, these are not Austinites that want to run around and be lazy all day, I got to tell you. They're not Texans either. They're a bunch of losers from failed Democrat-held states coming here to suck our blood vampirically and then hopping around trying to turn this environment into their previous environment. It's like pooping in the pool. But listen, I digress. We were talking about this Beyonce thing. This is definitely a government op. That's why it's one article comes out in a flagship publication like Esquire, then dozens of other establishments all fire at once, and then by tomorrow it'll be hundreds, and then maybe even thousands. And we've been contacted by Mr. Steele, formerly the CIA. He wants to come on, talk about the CIA and the media. And he's a guy that's done false flags himself. And Cynthia McKinney, the former congresswoman, she's basically done her treatise on media manipulation, how they're trying to cause race war. She agrees. Showing Beyonce misrepresenting Black Panthers, like the new Black Panther Party, race war stuff, anti-police stuff, bashing out the windows, a war against men and women. This is admittedly the purview of the CIA. The NFL, everything you see on there is basically government paid for, okay? That, I mean, not just the hundreds of millions a year for the, quote, you know, pro-military stuff to get you to join the military. The point is it's controlled, and they have declassified almost all of this. So what's frustrating to me is, again, you can pull it up, the headlines, U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans, including deception.
And on that note, an interesting thing to me is that obviously we've been doing this long enough to just see the patterns as they happen and emerge. It's almost,
The globalists are running a big operation. This stuff is shake and bake. It's formulaic. It's
exactly.
Got an M.O.
So obviously, when you did that Facebook mentions, you touched the nerve because it has just sort of spiraled off into this, and it's bloomed, and interestingly enough.
Well, let me tell you the nerve since you bring that up because I meant to cover that. They have got a battle plan to take real things I say and then misrepresent it. If it's CIA, domestic media, military operations domestically, they now basically seize on any big rollout we do exposing something, and then just say it isn't true, and then misrepresent what we say to then try to, again, inoculate the public to when they do hear the CIA is running the media, well, it's okay because, you know, the kook said it was bad. That's all they're doing is preparing people.
Absolutely. And that, I mean, that feeds into this canard that a lot of people say that you're controlled opposition, because you'll come out and you'll say something very pointedly, very true, and you will give evidence and you will show how it's been propagated throughout history and how it's been done very specifically. And then they do exactly what you said. They'll take one or two weird little sentences that you say out of context, amplify it, and then publish that out into the world. And then you have all these people who are like, oh, see, Alex Jones, he's working with him. He's controlled opposition. He's saying almost the truth, but not quite. And then they amplify that. And so that's the irony of all the people that say that you're controlled opposition, I think, that don't really dig into the minutia of it and really pay attention and see where all the dots connect. So that's just one take of that.
Sure. Well, that's also another form of divide and conquer. It's a fake intellectual crutch to just have opposition to tyranny never get organized or fight back, because they're always too busy sitting back as purists saying everyone's a government op, but never covering the real FEMA camps, never covering the real cancer viruses in the vaccines or the polio vaccine recalled 2 weeks ago, giving kids across the world cancer. No. Don't actually save people or move to get fluoride out of the water that's now happening all over the world. Don't actually have victories or, get glyphosate listed as a carcinogen now being removed everywhere. Don't actually have victories. Don't actually go out and expose that they're trying to steal the election and then have opposition to it and win. No, just roll around and just be defeatist losers. Because there is a paradigm to exposing tyranny that there are kind of the victim mentality people who would buy into the whole Democrat cosmology as well, that the man did something to them so they can't be successful. Well, so what? The man did something to you. Let's go around that overlap. Let's find people that want to work with us to build our own paradigm. So there's also a loser segment that gets into conspiracy and then kind of makes their own reality. What you're getting in InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen, I need to go off into us, is a historical research with a red-blooded Americana aspect to it, doing our very, very best. The tally lights have changed now, or is it this camera? Okay, there. Oh, I can't tell which camera it is anymore. That was it. That one? No, that's camera two. And then that's camera one, but it wasn't lit up anymore. I tell you, it's driving me crazy sometimes, but... Well, I thought it's red when the light's on, but now the right... it's confusing because it usually is. Anyways, the point is, it's a radio show, folks. If you tuned in, we're also TV. You can find it easiest, InfoWars.com/show. But I'm going to get into Beyonce with you. Regardless, let's just say I'm a horrible government operative. I'm the worst person. I'm a vampire. I drink blood. I'm a bad guy. What are you going to do out there to take on the New World Order? How are you going to try to affect change and respond to the globalists? Or are you just deciding you don't have any power? Well, no, our listeners aren't the trolls. They aren't the minions. They aren't the loser types. They aren't the people that have, you have different psychological problems. So they want to have a cosmology of failure. We have a cosmology and a system of winning and of dominating the globalists and of exposing them and bringing back a renaissance economy based on free will, free association, and free market and real choice and true liberalism and going to the moon, Mars, and Alpha Centauris and empowering humanity and bringing us together. And if you want to say you're a dog or a woman, if you're a man or an Easter bunny, that's your issue. You're just not going to make us accept that in a form of cultural dominance wound up by the CIA. So since the government's scared of this, and since the criminals are scared, I'm going to get the church hearings, I'm going to get the videos and all the articles of CBS News admitting most of the newspapers are run by the CIA, Operation Mockingbird, I'm going to get thousands of articles together, thousands showing other Department of Education, Department of Energy brainwashing, lying, different agencies doing it, how it's controlled, and we're going to walk through more and more, which is our job, showing you how they're domestically involved lying to you and deceiving you. And here's the key. When you unconsciously watch their propaganda on Fox TV or NBC, entertainment, that's where the real brainwashing is. It hits you. It controls you. Your children, your family accept it. It's game over. But when, and this is key, when you are conscious of it, you go, oh, my God, the message is take all these deadly pharmaceuticals, take these vaccines. Humans are ugly and bad. The family's ugly and bad. America's ugly and bad. Manhood's bad. The family's evil. I need to just give up and crawl in a hole and die, because their propaganda is designed for people that aren't paying attention.
Absolutely. And what this exemplifies exactly what we were talking about real briefly in the break, because what I'm about to tell our listeners, I'll guarantee you that 90% of our listeners don't even know this information because they're not in the bubble. They're outside of the cultural bubble.
Yeah, in a way, we're outside the globalist bubble. I don't watch all this entertainment, which is where the real war is going on. We're trying to now go into the bubble and notice how they're freaking out. They don't want us hijacking their bubble, and we're just beginning to do it because bubble people inside the bubble don't know what the CIA even is, probably, or that it's overseas or it's in movies. They don't know that there's an agenda against them.
Right. And so what I'm about to tell you guys, and maybe some of you do know this, but there's actually another layer to this, quote, Beyonce controversy that's on the top that is it's in all the entertainment information and all the entertainment news, et cetera. And so basically this album that she released is called Lemonade. And the theory that's surrounding it is that the album is called Lemonade because when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. And in basically the whole album, and there was also an hour-long video that was released on HBO, that where she talked about it and her circumstance and her life and everything alludes to the fact that her husband, the hip hop mogul Jay-Z, has been cheating on her with another woman. And this other woman's name is Rachel Roy, and she was supposedly the husband of this guy named Damon Dash, who was I don't know why I know all this, but the guy was his business partner's ex-wife, and supposedly there was a fight with Beyonce's sister in an elevator because over this woman, etc. So there's this whole long, convoluted, social control story that's behind it.
Soap opera.
Exactly, soap opera. But the point is that, sure, there's this soap opera that's been carefully crafted and built around this whole idea to sell this album, which is completely and utterly made up.
And it's a fake. That's the rest of the story. It's a fake soap opera story that even demonizes made-up people, but real people mixed into it. And now she's mad at men running around beating things with a baseball bat and blowing things up with young women imprinting on her to be an angry, bitter, mentally ill, crazy woman. And that's just the whole anti-family, anti-male, female genre. Just like go attack the cops, they're the problem, burn things up, blow things up at the Super Bowl. This is the establishment putting this out. So when I say CIA, I'm pointing out that as just an overall name on government propaganda, because it's one of the biggest and one of the worst, with the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, and all these other private groups that are above government that are even bigger than the CIA when it comes to the social engineering, like saying we need to teach your four-year-old about trannies and tell them that maybe they want to have a sex change when they're seven. This is the government involved sexually assaulting your children, trying to get them to be confused about their gender and trying to take parental rights away to make them get sex changes when they're children.
Exactly. And this is a perfect learning example because it's multi-layered. It shows that on one layer, it's projecting out into the people whose consciousness is absorbed by this fake Hollywood celebrity culture, and it's attacking them on that layer. And then there's the secondary subconscious layer, which is created by this definitive propaganda that's being spread that is creating all these racial divisiveness, sexual divisiveness, twisting people's ideas about what reality is, and doing it in a very attacked and very scientific
level. And let me be clear.
Level.
Just type into Google, CIA put out deviant art to break down society starting in the 1950s. Well, we already knew that. It came out in the church committees and others, but they've released it. And look, we're not against you making deviant art if you want. It's the point is they're force feeding it so that people get confused. Modern art was CIA weapon, London Independent. Boom. And if you read actually into what they were doing, it was to just create a system where they could define whatever they wanted as the new trend to control reality. And here's another article out on that today with how the CIA writes history. And this article goes through with links to the admissions that they control history by classifying billions of things, basically, and then they can put out a fake narrative about what has really happened. And so an excellent article that breaks all of this down at The Intercept by Jefferson Morley. The point is, this is all completely known. This is like me saying, okay, 5 years before Obama even got in, they had a drone program killing people outside of law, outside of warrants, that violates the Geneva Convention. Obama continued it, and 4 years into his administration, they came out and said that there was no drone program. Well, this is like Obama saying, and I'll play this when we come back from break, over and over again, I guess 16 times USA Today's found, that there will be no boots on the ground ever in Syria, period. We are not doing it. There were already boots on the ground then. Now they've had the State Department come out and say, Obama never said that, and it's a lie. Buckley finishing up as we're about to go to break here. I just wanted you to come in.
Let me just say one thing that really, a long time ago, really, really opened up my eyes. And you've talked about this before a lot. There's a book, which is the textbook for all of this. It was written by Edward Bernays. It's called Propaganda. And it describes very succinctly and very distinctly exactly how all
how they use fads, how they create fake culture. This is how they get everybody to follow along. How do they get you to have smart cars that control your life and drive for you? The $200,000 Mercedes coming out drives for you. It's already here.
Exactly.
See, oh, you pay extra to be the slave.
Exactly.
They make the chains cool. Just like the ruling elite of China 3,000 years ago, the women couldn't walk because they were too royal to walk. They bound their feet. No, they wanted the women to be slaves.
Exactly.
And the Chinese leaders, the men, wrote about it laughing in the manuals how they controlled them.
Right. So for those of you who haven't read the book, I would at least implore you to go look at the Wikipedia page or read a little bit about it. And if you can't get your hands on the book, read it because it was written in like 1924. It was written in 1924, even before the advent of what we were
talking about. He's the reason you eat bacon with eggs. He's the reason women smoke cigarettes. All of it.
Absolutely.
All of it.
Absolutely. And so I would highly suggest...
Yeah, the full name of the book is History as a Weapon, Propaganda, 1928.
Yeah, and I would suggest that anybody goes out and read that book because it really, defines...
Listen, here's the bigger issue. Who are the people in the government and in the media that knowingly want to make Americans dumb and inject us with cancer viruses? We should just shift away from even trying to wake up some of the public that doesn't know the CIA is lying to them and debating that Obama said no boots on the ground. I'm not even play the clip. If you don't remember him saying it, just go cough and drink fluoride and just be an idiot, okay? We need to just talk to people that do know what's happening and are informed outside the system, in the system, and say, look, we're going into total tyranny. It's time to stop it. Thanks for coming in, Buckley, and popping in and sharing the whole story on Beyonce and the whole fake narrative of somebody cheating on her. We'll be back with the clips of Obama.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
Johnny Cash bringing us in. Trent Reznor song. I hurt myself today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I focused on the pain when I was almost dead.
On the pain.
The only thing that's real.
The only thing.
And when you stop hurting, you start dying.
The needle.
It is true that pain is weakness leaving the body in many cases. And if you want to know the real propaganda, it's the laziness and how we've been inducted to think it's cool not to care. When we as a species are under attack by a bunch of nasty psychopaths who want to steal the world. What have I become, my sweetest friend? Should I even play the president saying 16 times we have it? No boots on the ground in Syria ever? And then by the State Department yesterday saying he never said that? Should I even show you hundreds of articles and admissions of the CIA engaged in domestic propaganda and the Ford Foundation and Soros funding the race war, male against female garbage? It's all on record that the CIA funded Miss Magazine and Gloria Steinem. Look it up. It's ridiculous. But they lie to you straight to your face. I'm going to play those clips here in a moment. Briefly, we're only running this special max until next week. And if it causes them to sell out, they're producing new food every few weeks, but it's so fresh at My Patriot Supply, we'll have to stop earlier because that's just not good business to completely sell out and then have nothing to sell for weeks. So 30 to 40% off. People are buying food at the fastest rate ever. That's smart. This stuff lasts 25 years. InfoWars Select is just My Patriot Supply, private label, so I'm able to go even lower. 30 to 40% off the already discounted retail, and it's in these high-quality plastic tote containers. The containers are really expensive at the store, but they buy them in bulk and get them really good, and then they're in good pouch containers inside and cans. It's just super high quality. Special diets, you name it, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com. Or InfoWarsSelect.com will take you right to the subsection with the storable food. Whether you get it from My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com or the InfoWars Select, it's all super high quality. And the specials will end. It could be a matter of days. It could be next Monday. I'm not sure. We're going to have to gauge it. But at current rates, this is the most food that we've ever sold and that they've ever sold. People are buying it so fast. And that's because people see how dangerous the world is right now, what's going on. And also, it's such a good deal. And that's important, though, because funding is really a big issue here, and it's very expensive to run this operation, so it's a win-win. Get high-quality, storable food and fund the InfoWar. On top of that, ladies and gentlemen, we also, you can get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip for the nutraceuticals, the Hillary for prison shirts, but stuff is good for AutoShips like the Lake of America coffee and other items like that, X2, lung cleanse, you name it. Ultra-powerful Secret 12 vitamin B12 is back and available at InfoWarsLife.com. Just research vitamin B12 deficiency being epidemic across the Western world because of gut flora problems, unable to absorb the vitamin B12. That was even the New York Times last week. Life Science, you name it. Linked to mental illness, depression, all sorts of other problems in children. Absolutely connected to autism. Just see what good old God gave us through Mother Earth with Secret 12. Absorb it under the tongue. Just hold it in your mouth for about a minute. Tastes really good. It's pure vitamin B12, 80% methylcobalamin, and acetaminocobalamin, or how you pronounce it. That's even more powerful. It's very expensive for the upload. That's what allows it to be uploaded. But the methylcobalamin is the stuff that's in the shots. You don't inject this, folks, but that's what it is. And, oh, by the way, consult your physician before you take vitamin B12. And consult your physician before you do the liver cleanse. And consult your physician before you take X2, because some of this stuff really is powerful. It's all recognized as safe, but people can always make up whatever they want. So I want to say this. Consult your physician or healthcare provider before you breathe, before you drink water, or before you walk out your front door in the morning. We'll be back with the second hour. I'm Alex Jones, a free human in a death battle with the globalists, frothing with all of my energy to get you out of your trance, ramming my head against the enemy gates like a battering ram.